This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال لقوم يتخلفون عن الجمعة. The hadith tonight is a collection of Imam Muslim in the theme of the significance and importance of Jumu'ah prayer, which is what we'll be covering inshallah. And the etiquettes, obviously, I will talk about the etiquettes as I see that there's a lack of knowledge regarding the etiquettes. Standing on the minbar, you see certain things and you kind of figure out people don't know for sure what they should and shouldn't be doing within Jumu'ah prayer. But I think before we talk about the etiquettes, we talk about the significance of it, so that it's something that we can all agree to, that men, specifically men who are living in, they're not traveling, they should be attending Jumu'ah. And they should not have exceptions for that, wallahu alam, except if they are, yani, again, there are exceptions to certain things. If you're a pilot in the middle of, yani, you don't have to pray Jumu'ah on the plane when you're, yeah, in the midst of surgery, maybe don't leave the artery for Jumu'ah. Yeah, you could take certain. There are exceptions to rules when it comes to attending certain rituals and doing stuff. But outside of those very, very specific and severe exceptions, everyone else should be within their life. Should find. Work is not an exception, for example. You know, studying is not an exception. These are, you're always working, you're always learning. That's part of life. So the Prophet ﷺ gave this hadith, as Abu Huraira tells us in the collection of Muslim, talking about people who don't come to Jumu'ah. It's a very, very harsh hadith. We don't have a lot of examples of harshness coming out of his mouth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he does use something harsh, it's always like a little bit of a nudge to a wake up call. Like maybe pay attention. This is an important topic because he doesn't speak like that, alayhi salatu wasallam. But this is what he said. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ رَجُلًا يُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ ثُمَّ أُحَرِّقُ عَلَى رِجَالٍ يَتَخَلَّفُونَ عَنِ الْجُمُعَةِ بُيُوتَهُمْ. I almost came to the decision. Hamamtu mean I had the intention, or I thought of it, or I leant towards something, but I didn't do it. Right? I didn't actually do it, but I thought of it. It came to my mind, but I didn't actually end up going through with it. So I came to my mind to command one of the men to pray imam for Jumu'ah. They have someone do the khutbah and do the imam, and then I go and burn down the houses of the men who aren't coming for Jumu'ah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I didn't do it, he never did it, but I did. It came to my mind that I have someone else pray, and I go see who are the Muslim brothers who are staying home when Jumu'ah is occurring, and I burn their houses down. He never did, alayhi salatu wa sallam, just to understand. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never did. But he did point it out as something that he potentially thought about. The fact that he thought about that, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Well, there's a few things in this hadith that you can learn, honestly. There's actually a lot of things. The scholars have taken a lot from this hadith. And one of them is that the Prophet ﷺ did not run a utopian community. Like, it wasn't perfect. The society that he governed and he taught and he educated was not a perfect one. There are people who he continuously explained the same thing to and still didn't listen to what he was saying, ﷺ. That there were lines that were crossed by individuals, that he was trying to get people all to come by, he's trying to gather people's intentions and thought processes and their feelings and their practices to do something that was important, and didn't always work out. A lot of people didn't do always what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's a struggle that he had, that we have, that everyone will have. You're never going to find a perfect society where you explain something and it works out. Turn off your phones before salah. It's always going to be that odd person who forgets to do it and it's going to cause a difficulty. That's a part of being within a jama'ah. You're always going to find something that doesn't work out perfectly. It's fine. It's a part of this process. It shouldn't bother you. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam knew that. So the fact that he knows that very well, and he expresses that in his hadith many, many times. So the fact that he's using this terminology, and he's using this harshness, that this is what I thought of doing, means that what you're missing out on is so important, this act of sin is so bad, that you're better off having your house burnt down than not showing up for it without a good reason. This is what he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam. You're better off having me burn your house down and deal with the consequences of that than just not showing up for Jumu'ah without a good reason. You should always show up for Jumu'ah. This is your obligation. This is what he's trying to explain, alayhi salatu wasalam. I always felt that point, because you go through his hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, you look for similarities. Are there things where he pointed out? Very few. Racism, another one. Harming, backbiting. Certain things, alayhi salatu wasalam, when they happened, he was very harsh. He said things that everyone who listened quieted down. Because he was always very pleasant, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he talked about things, he brought in, not only did he bring in the logic, he brought in the emotion. And people felt connected to what he was trying to explain, and people wanted to do things. So that's what they're used to. And then he comes out and he says something very harsh, and everyone quiets down. And the point of that is saying, this is something that you should not allow to occur in your life. You shouldn't be okay with it, and it shouldn't just happen. It should never happen. You should always attend this. This is the, well, I mean, I remember this happened a few years ago, or maybe a number of years ago, and I attended a Jumu'ah. I walked out, and there was this young guy in front of me. He was saying to this other young guy, he was saying, Yani, is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds me accountable for not attending this if I didn't attend it? He had attended the Khutbah Jumu'ah. That was, forgive me for the lack of a better word, completely useless. It was just a 25 minutes just sitting there. And that's what he felt. He's like, it's impossible. How is it possible that Allah will hold me accountable for not attending this? Obviously, the answer is, of course, you'll be held accountable. But then it brings back the other part of this story. It's a two-way road, right? The Prophet ﷺ was very harsh and very clear and very strict. You must attend Jumu'ah. I thought about going and burning people's houses down for not coming to this. I didn't do it, but it crossed my mind to think about it. But then on the other hand, you have to offer something that's worth people's time. You have to be addressing topics that actually matter to them. You have to make sure that when they come, because they're not coming for you, they're coming, or they're not coming to the message because they're coming because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called upon them. You want to see what people will come to? I run halaqat, what, 50 people? That's the number of people that will come to listen to me. But Jumu'ah is full. Why? Because for me, that's not for me. It's because it's Jumu'ah. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to come, so they're coming. So just like you have to come, we have to deliver something that's of worth, or else we're held accountable similarly. Just like you're held accountable for not coming, we're also held accountable for not delivering. So that's why this is such an important topic. It has to be talked about from both sides. If you're not a khatib, then you hold up your side of the bargain, because you have to attend. You cannot just not come to Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is important. We'll talk about, inshallah, the importance of it. But then on the other hand, these our institutions have to make sure that they're delivering something that is worth people's time. That they're actually coming, and there's a point of them coming. And they're not just showing up and sitting there waiting for just running the clock, hoping that this ends as soon as possible so that they don't have to suffer any longer. And that's not fair either. But that's what he used, alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the terminology. This is one of the hadith that is used heavily in the books of fiqh. And there's a lot of istinbat that happens with it. But I'm just taking the basic understanding of it, which is the fact that he never used that terminology, alayhi salatu wasalam. He never harmed a soul, never burnt a house down, not for his enemies. But he used that terminology for his own Muslim brothers and sisters, who decided that they just weren't going to come and attend Jumu'ah. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال لقوم يتخلفون عن الجمعة لقد هممت أن آمر رجلا يصلي بالناس ثم أحرق على رجال يتخلفون عن الجمعة بيوتهم. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك.